This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Finally, we have some updates about Black Adam, the Vertigo-based film. The Kitchen opens this week, and according to director Ava DuVernay, Darkseid is today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are...
Oh, you just came in so hot.
Oh, really?
Boom!
Yes! Wonder Twin powers!
Activate!
Form of...
Chipmunk.
Form of... Ice Cube Tray! Yes! That is actually one that actually happened on Super Friends. Check it. You were like a chipmunk or maybe a monkey. Or no, Gleet was the monkey. Anyway... Roxy did it right. She became an animal. I became a water-based thing. We're Jane and Zaymot, something like that. Oh, we did it right. Can you believe we did it?
It was such a long, pregnant pause form of... I was like, think of anything, Rox. Anything.
And you were trying to think of anything but the right thing, and you couldn't, and you somehow did the right thing. Because I know you do it on purpose just to annoy me.
I do not do it on purpose.
Yes. Yes, you do.
I don't know what that says about me, but I certainly do not.
Hey everybody, welcome to DC Movie News for today, Friday, August 2nd, 2019.
That's true.
We have a dynamic duo of myself, Adam Gertler, and the crown jewel of the DC Movie News world, Roxy Stryer, is here. It's just the two of us!
Did we come up with our ship name yet?
I mean, we're like the Wonder Twins. I mean, we do it like every time. It's kind of our special thing.
That's true.
We do a bit about the Wonder Twins.
Yeah, I just don't like that we aren't merging our names.
You don't like that we're not?
Yeah.
I think that's a great thing. Ryan in the booth is giving me... Yes, yeah. Ryan in the booth approves.
Just...
Yes.
Apparently I'm trying to tell you guys about natural beauty, so it just had to come through. Came through.
Not a stitch of makeup on this girl. 100% natch.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
All natch!
I have a pimple on my face. I had to cover that shit today.
Listen, you can... Your fans... The fans of Roxy Stryer are legion... And they don't mind your blemishes. It's all natural.
Thank you.
They love about you.
Thank you.
So what's exciting for you this week?
Oh my God, so many great things. I will say that the movie that I'm in that I've told you guys about a bunch of times, Madness in the Method. It's Jay Muse's directorial debut. You definitely will see some familiar nerd faces, including Kevin Smith, Gina Carano, Stan Lee in his last on screen performance.
That's amazing, by the way.
You're
in a movie with Stan Lee. In his last on-screen performance.
Danny Trejo, Terry Hatcher, Dean Cain, a lot of DC.
And you're acting
comic
in this?
Legends. I am. I'm in two scenes.
Oh my goodness.
Very exciting. And it opened today. So it's in theaters and also VOD, so you guys can buy it wherever you are. And also, if you live in the Los Angeles area, we are doing a screening at Universal City Walk tomorrow. You can purchase your tickets on AMC's website. And Jay Muse is doing a Q&A afterwards. It's at 5 o'clock at Universal City Walk, 5 o'clock. Go to AMC's website. Jay Muse, ton of the cast is going to be there, including myself. So get your tickets now.
So amazing. I'm so excited for the new Jay and Silent Bob movie.
Yeah, crazy. I'm excited for them, too, about that. Kevin, at the last screening, Kevin introduced Jay, and just watching the two of them together, it's so great.
That's fantastic. Oh, how excited we are we for Roxy Stryer?
Yeah.
Let's get into some DC movie news stuff. So Malkus and McFeely, the writers of some of the best Marvel films, I think anybody would agree, the entire Captain America trilogy, the last 2/3 Avengers films, or the last two, I guess. And they're taking a break from Marvel. They just opened a studio with the Russo brothers. And, you know, they're constantly asked, will you return to Marvel? This, that, what would you do with this? And they got to talking on Superman, and they basically called out DC, and they said, listen, in a world where you can make Captain America come off...
In a world.
Then you can do Superman without making him grimdark. So, Roxy, what is your reaction to this?
I agree that you can do that without making them grimdark. And I think that, you know, you phrased it like people shouldn't be maybe necessarily asking them these questions, but of course they're going to be asking this. That's what we do when we love what somebody does for work. We want them to continue to work in that genre and that field. So that's my opinion. What's yours, Adam Gertler?
You know, I agree with them. I think that there's a way to crack that character. They mentioned the Christopher Reeves films. They're still some of the best movies ever, like the Superman captured in that. And I think it would be interesting to see how they would do this without just doing exactly what they did to Captain America.
Right.
Right? Like,
but don't you think that kind of about James Gunn as well?
What about him?
How he's going to do this without turning Suicide Squad into Guardians. Motley Crue, I guess, one skews more villainous, one skews more anti-hero.
Yes, I mean, yes and no, because, you know, I just saw...
I'm not saying that personally. Oh, okay. I'm just saying that I've heard people say that. When you have people take on similar projects, right, you wonder how you're going to do this without making it similar to that.
Right. You know what, though? Maybe there's a way that it can be similar without exactly ripping it off. You know, like, I would think of, like, the new Quentin Tarantino movie, right? Like, he's got a... Did you see that Once Upon a Time in
Hollywood? Yes, I did. Did you?
Yes, but I mean...
What do you think?
I enjoyed it very much. I mean, I enjoy all Quentin Tarantino's movies.
All?
Yeah, to some degree. There's none of them that I absolutely hate. There's some I may have only seen once. Like
Cheat.
Like the one I maybe only saw once is that like Grindhouse one, which I've heard is actually good to revisit. But you know, there's a similarity in his style, right? There's a way that he does violence, so to speak, right? There's a way that action directors direct action scenes. Like there'll be a similarity. You know, Taika Waititi's humor can be seen in What We Do in the Shadows and Thor. It's, you know, similar humor. So is he ripping himself off? I don't know. It's more of a singular vision. So I'm for it. I would like to see what they would do with this character, and I think the next time we get Superman, it's got to be a different take than what we just tried, I think.
Let's go to the live chat for a second, by the way, in case you guys didn't know. You can go to Popcorn Talks YouTube. We are live there every single Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we always incorporate you guys in the show because, let's be honest, you guys are just as big of super fans as we are, if not more. And here's what we've got going on in the chat. Fishman Dildo, great name, by the way.
What?
Said, and also, what is a Fishman Dildo?
No, you're reading that wrong, so it sounds dirty. It's Fishman Dill, and then Doe is
so
the last name.
It's Fish, Space, Man, Space, Dildo. Also known as The Deep on The Boys. He says, I'm tired of making cool characters emo just to be different and edgy. I think we heard emo, dark, and gritty so many times, so I get what he's saying in there.
I think the thing is, like, there's no tone that's right or wrong. It's not about being light. It's not about being dark. It's about being good, right? That's the thing. It's like, well, we're going to talk about the Ezra Miller thing with The Flash. It's not about like, oh, it's all going to be light now. It's like, it just has to be a strong take. It needs to be true to a character.
Let's go with Jenna James in the chat, who says, I agree with them, but
big fan of your work.
But to a degree, saying like Cap America exactly is a little too cringe for Superman's character.
Agreed. But his point of view is that he's an alien, right? So you take the alien thing, and that is the analogous to the Man at a Time. He's alien, but he grew up here. There's a lot to do there. It's going to be interesting to see. If J.J. Abrams were to be in charge of Superman in a world where J.J. Abrams is directing a Superman, would I love to see him acquire some great writers like these guys? Yes. Would I like it to be just them? I don't know, because then it would seem like, all right, you're just getting the same old guys who've done Star Wars and Star Trek and the Cap and just redoing it. Like, maybe it's got to be somebody else.
Matthew Leach says, questioning of what he's doing is the right thing. Isn't emo dark or gritty? I agree. When you're questioning, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are dark, gritty, emo. It means that you don't know if you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, and again, I'm like pretty much a Cavill fan. Not as much in the sequel, but I really like him in the first one. I have no problems with the guy's performance. I just think overall they kind of painted themselves into an artistic corner. They're going in different directions, but keeping some of the old, you know, and Superman's got to come up at some point.
Yeah.
We do have some updates on Black Adam, finally. We have we have some updates from The Rock himself and some of the producers and some idea as to when they will start filming. First of all, from The Rock, Roxy, the idea that he will start off as a villain. What do you think about that?
I think that yes, because how else would we do that? I mean, I don't know what other way we would make that work.
Yeah, I guess people, you know, hear anti-hero and they hear The Rock and they some may assume like, oh, we're going to be rooting for him the whole time. But I guess I would imagine he's going to have some kind of...
But it's a standalone, it's his movie. Yes. So how are we going to... I just think that because once they announced that, this is the way they were going to go.
When he says start off as a villain, though, I almost feel like there's going to be some kind of turn by the end of his film.
Where he is actually a hero, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You think he's going to basically be hard villain?
From bad to worse.
Bad to worse. What do you guys think, chat roll? Because I don't know.
Well, what do you think about the Joker movie?
Bad to worse.
Bad to worse.
Yes. Yes, 100%. Okay. I do not. So, yes, I don't think the same thing about the Rock movie as they do about the Joaquin Phoenix movie. That is true. Some people are asking in the chat roll about when we're going to get that Birds of Prey trailer. I'm still putting my money on it in August.
It too. I'm not saying it also to me.
No.
I'm saying
it. But it could be in the kitchen. Vertigo film opening this week. I think that would be a little... It doesn't seem big enough to...
So can we talk about that for 1 second?
Oh, we're going to talk about it, guys.
Okay, so here's the crazy thing.
Uh-oh.
There is a DC movie, a DC film coming out.
Vertigo, but okay.
Vertigo is... You're saying Vertigo is not DC?
Yep, it's a branch of. It's you know, it's not like as traditional DC, I would say.
But would you say there's a DC movie coming out?
It would be like, if there was like a Sergeant Rock movie coming out, it'd be like, yes, it's a DC movie, but Rock doesn't really cross over to anyone else in the world. I don't know.
Yeah, but that'd be like saying that...
Where's that Sergeant Rock movie? That Sergeant Rock movie with Bruce Willis? Is that happening soon?
No.
Talking about that, I think 25 years ago.
Guys, I'm really excited for The Kitchen. Not to chime in, that's Ryan in the booth. I was talking to my brother on the phone on the way here earlier, and I was talking about The Kitchen. He had never even heard of it.
Yeah, I don't think many people have right now. And here's the thing I will say. They've got a ton of billboards in Los Angeles right now. And they are doing that mostly because they have Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, and Elizabeth Moss's face to plaster all over this billboard. So why not plaster them everywhere around LA? But I talked to my brother. He didn't know this was a DC movie coming out. I talked to my sister. She didn't know this movie was actually... that it was even existed. So I think that that's really interesting. The marketing has not worked on this, even though I thought the trailer was bomb.com. I love this trailer. But I will say something I'm really excited about. Thank you so much to Warner Brothers, because we are going to the premiere.
We're going, baby!
On Monday, which we're really excited about. The whole team is going, including Ryan in the booth. And
yes,
Mikey,
good news is we're going.
Mikey
bad
Christmas.
News. Yes, we had to take Ryan. That was the one caveat, but it's okay.
The four of us will be there, so we'll definitely be able to talk about this and let you guys know how much this is worth seeing, because from what it looked like to me, it looked amazing. I love this trailer. This looked like I didn't like Widows, I'll be honest. I did not like that movie, and I'm only correlating it because it looks like it's in similar tone.
I totally understand
the correlation.
That.
This, to me, is going to be what I was hoping Widows was. That's what I'm hoping.
And Ryan promises that he's going to let us do a reaction after screening the film, right? So we'll get that out immediately after the premiere. We'll let you guys know.
And the movie's not coming out until August 9th. I'm not sure when the review embargo is up yet, but I will let you guys
know. If we're allowed to,
yes.
We will do something.
Yes, August 9th. Let's go and look at what's going on in the chat. Jay Ryan says, Kitchen should have gone to Netflix. Curious about why you think that. The Kitchen, Ivan Soto, The Kitchen, another villain movie. Just why? Wow, so you guys aren't maybe necessarily on the same team as we are right
Doesn't
now.
Doesn't seem like a lot of people are going to The Kitchen. I go to The Kitchen every day. You guys know I cook a lot. I spend a lot of time in The Kitchen.
Often go to The Kitchen. Often at The Kitchen. The segment says, I may see it instead of Kitchen. Gotta save cash. And Eon says, looks like a Widow's prequel. Ryan Peterson says it's the first time I've looked forward to seeing a Melissa McCarthy movie. That's great, although you should definitely go check out Can You Ever Forgive Me, because it was excellent. Excellent. Did you ever see it?
What?
What is that face?
What? See, which one?
Can You Ever Forgive Me.
Oh, yeah. No, that was really good.
Where'd you just go?
Oh, no, I was looking at Fishman Dildo's comment. Damn it, I said it. He got me to say it again.
He got you again. Fishman Dildo did just say The Kitchen has an all-star cast, which is true. UJack says The Kitchen is probably a chick flick. I cannot get over that comment and what in 2019 you even are talking
That's
about.
That's okay. I'm sure you have a lot of dates. Moving on.
Getting laid all the time.
We have also an update on Black Adam from the producer. Not, I don't know if it's the best news that you want to hear, but it looks like in a world where things go well.
In a world where things go well.
End of next year
end
that
of
they start shooting.
Year.
End of next year.
Next
so
year.
Not going into production anytime in 2020. As you know, there's probably nobody busier than The Rock. So
Did you
miss
just see
Windows.
Hobbs and Shaw yet?
No.
It's awesome.
Really?
Oh, it's stellar.
I don't
so
like
good.
The Fast and Furious movies at all.
You
but
are not
going to
like
this see, Oh, I do want... I wanted to see it, but I do not like these movies.
Okay, it's ridiculous and amazing.
These are movies I do not
okay,
like.
Okay, then I do not think you will like this.
It's okay. I know some people love them, and a lot of people think comic book movies are stupid.
Unrelated question from the chat, but I'm curious your thoughts on this. Adam from Patrick Olinger. Roxy and Adam, do you think a General Zod movie would work?
I don't think so. I don't think there's quite as much meat there. I don't know. I don't know if he quite has the cultural impact of the Joker or, you know, what is Zod if he's only on Krypton? Like a
I
Zod
think
on
talk
Krypton
to us
movie?
In 50 years after we've covered a few more people. We've got some other people.
You know, it's not a crazy idea. I shouldn't dismiss it out of hand because Krypton is doing a lot of cool stuff with that mythology. But I understand how you can get away with a Joker film. I don't know about a Zod film.
I want to give a, because in the chat right now, going back to The Kitchen, Redneck says synopsis of The Kitchen is ? So right now online, what it says is when gangster husbands wind up in prison in the 1970s, their wives take over their organization and become Hell's Kitchen's most powerful mobsters. And like I said, it's got a badass cast. Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, Elizabeth Moss. Watch the trailer if you want to know more. Domhnall Gleeson. Is in it as well. So
I mean, you can't fault the cast here. Obviously, we haven't seen the movie yet, but the cast is awesome. Domhnall Gleeson is great.
Rock stars across the board. I'm excited.
Across the board. How about some updates about New Gods?
I'd love to hear it.
So we talked about last week how Ava DuVernay and Tom King had started working on their script. Then they tweeted again after the first week. It seems like, much like with Shazam, we're going to get a lot of updates throughout the creative process. There was also reports that a team of Kirby experts are going to be brought onto the film, which there are Kirby experts out there,
people.
Did you
know you could major in Kirby?
I knew a guy who minored in Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I didn't know that there was a Jack Kirby major. But it shouldn't surprise me. He's the original. He's the king. Jack King, baby. Ava did Ask Me Anything on Twitter.
An AMA?
And she was like, Darkseid is. Which, did you think Darkseid wasn't going to be in a New Gods movie? What were your thoughts there?
Of course I did.
Okay.
Of course I did think that Darkseid would be.
Yes.
It's so hard to answer questions when they're asked, like, in the negative form.
Yes. Did you not think this?
Did you not think that he wouldn't not be in it?
Well, listen. We're getting all the big ones. We're getting all the goodies. We're getting Mr. Miracle. We're getting Granny
but
Goodness.
But what does this mean for Darkseid in the DC EU present that we have? Do you understand my question?
I do. I think continuation of maybe like the kind of one-liner we got in Aquaman. Like, you can take everything. You don't have to be married to any single thing that happened, but you can mention Steppenwolf on Earth with a mother box. It doesn't take anything away from the film. It ties it to it, makes it non-essential, and then you move the narrative forward.
Agreed. Ivan in the chat says, Roxy, Adam, do you think Darkseid can be done with practical effects?
That is a really good question, because a lot of people are concerned with how do you really differentiate between Darkseid and Thanos, because they have a similar color palette, similar design. How do you really take a new approach to Darkseid?
Truthfully, I do not think that Darkseid can be fully done with practical effects.
I don't...
Partially, yes. Fully, no.
Yeah, it would be really cool to see some amazing... partial practical effects, yeah. Because I think when that is done, it's so exciting, and, you know, some of these films do start to feel a little plasticky, you know, like when they're just so entrenched in the CG, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of that in this film, and I'm not against it, but I really do appreciate when they go to the steps to do practical things to just make it feel solid, like the Jurassic Park dinosaurs have never worked as well for me. Yeah, they move better. Yeah, there's like movement. Real weight. You get real weight behind it. Although Thanos was the best freaking creation I've ever seen.
Thunder God Cairo 770 says, no, it would definitely require some mocap. Ryan says, you need to CGI him a little bit. Xeno R says, New Gods has to be mocap.
Yeah. It will be, but I mean, Mr. Miracle won't be. Like, there will be main characters that are not.
My favorite comment from Cliff Washington, Darkseid is a beast.
Yeah, Orion doesn't need to be, right? Like, Orion is kind of a beast, too. See, a lot of these guys are just thick. They're broad. Kirby King, he was drawing everybody like the Thing, man.
Ivan Soto says, look at Swamp Thing, full practical suit. I think it's totally different.
Well, but practical with CG on top of it. They're just saying the difference between, is it going to be performance capture, meaning the spandex with the dots, or like Swamp Thing, which is fully practical suit, and then CG color on top.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm with you. I would love to see a practical version where they dress it up with CG.
Any fan casting from you, because Xeno Hour says, who should play Darkseid? My pick is Mahershala Ali.
Oh, I just,
you can go so many directions with Darkseid, truthfully.
As what? No, but we know he's going to be Blade, though, so he's not going to be in this. Marvel's got him.
He's fan casting.
Well, how about a realistic fan casting? How about you limit it with the people you know it's not going to be? At least, that still leaves everybody else.
Fine, James Dean.
Freaking animal, Roxy. Mm-hmm. You have to be an animal. Mm-hmm. I would say Nikolai Coster-Waldau, that dude, Game of Thrones guy.
Yeah,
I could see him as like Orion.
Okay.
That's my fan casting. That's all you get. I don't know. Darkseid is going to be great casting. Oh, that's going to be fun.
Ivan says Adam Baldwin for Darkseid. Okay. Matthew Leach says Christopher Obi.
Wait, Adam Baldwin? Not Alec Baldwin? Really? Adam Baldwin? Are you sure you meant Adam Baldwin?
I don't know. Jay Ryan says Kingpin dude from Daredevil. Jeremy says Josh Brolin. Sky says
Vince,
Javier Bardem.
Oh, yeah.
David Oyelowo from Jenna James.
Javier Bardem as Darkseid would be amazing.
And Fishman Dildo says James Dean is dead.
What? That is true. That was on Twitter.
It must have happened recently.
It did. It definitely did recently.
That was the joke, Fishman Dildo. That was the joke.
Oh, Carl Urban, of course. Man, was he good on The Boys? Did y'all like The Boys?
He's so good. It's one of the best series I've seen in a long time.
I love that everybody's loving The Boys
Ivan
so much.
Says, yes, I meant Adam Baldwin. Great actor.
Okay.
A lot of those words were capitalized as well. Vincent D'Onofrio,
yes. Thank you. Yes, you know what? They're not using him for Kingpin anymore. He would be great for Darkseid. Somebody should use him. He needs to get the reward casting for that role as Kingpin, because he was so good. He deserves a nugget, a big movie role. I think that is genius. I'm getting 100% behind D'Onofrio in New Gods.
Okay, I like it.
Moving on. There were some reports about the unmade Ben Affleck Batman film, and they were kind of stuff that we talked about before, but just the idea that this would go into the psychosis of Batman, into his dark side, not to be confused with the last story, SIDE, not EID, and It would go, in fact, into Arkham Asylum, the Arkham Asylum.
This is the quote, "I wanted to shoot Batman with Ben Affleck because that was the next film we had."
We're talking about the cinematographer.
From Richardson, yes. There was a script, but not a love script. There was a lot of work he was doing to it to change it. He was going into the movie, he was going into the more insanity aspects. He was entering more into the Arkham he's going into where everyone was bad.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you all a question. Is it 50-50? It's one or the other.
Drum roll, please.
Okay, knowing what you know now, Matt Reeves, Robert Pattinson, Ben Affleck, Arkham Asylum movie, which would you prefer? If you could have either, knowing what was and knowing a little bit about what will be, are you in the Batfleck or in the Battinson camp? Please just answer with that single word. I want to know. I want to know whether more people are more excited about the new direction or if they're like, damn it, Ben Affleck in Arkham Asylum, freaking psychological, directed by Affleck, you know, shot by this guy. Which one do you prefer? Roxy, I'll start with you since you're closest to me.
I think you're going to be surprised by my answer.
Now I'm excited about your answer because let me decide what I think your answer is going to be. Okay. But now I know that I'm answering what I think is going to be the surprise. So go ahead. I'm so confused.
Why? Do you want to guess?
I think you're going to say the Batfleck version.
The Batfleck version.
Yes, I know how to read Roxy Stryer's mind.
And here's the thing. You guys know after Batfleck was no longer going to be Batfleck, my dream cast was Pattinson.
Okay.
I picked him. I love him. I'm so excited for this movie still. But I loved Ben Affleck as Batman, and I wanted to see his solo movie. And the thing that I wanted most was Ben Affleck and Geoff Johns to team up to create a movie. And I love Ben Affleck as a filmmaker. I'm also a Boston girl. I think that his legacy is going to be severely tarnished as Batman because he left prior to having his own Batman movie. And I think Robert Pattinson is going to do a great job. And I think Matt Reeves is an excellent person to helm the ship. But I was more excited for... I wish the Batfleck one had happened.
I mean, as I'm looking at the chat roll, it looks like 60-40 in favor of Batfleck. But there's a lot on both sides. I'm more in the Matt Reeves camp. I want to see what comes out of the Matt Reeves camp. I saw what I needed to see of Batfleck. I liked parts of it, and there were parts of it that just didn't feel that just didn't sink in with me. You know, like I don't know. There were parts of it that I thought I just wasn't buying him as the guy in the world as much.
I just feel like he didn't, and this is maybe a ridiculous comment, but he didn't get the chance he deserved.
I kind of agree with you too, though. Like, listen, it's not like he was bad in a great film. Like, he was okay in a mediocre film. Like, it's unfortunately...
And the film that wasn't his.
Yeah, and Justice League didn't do it any favors. We only saw it really in and there were great parts in Batman v Superman. I don't know.
But also, there was so much stuff clouding it. He was exhausted, relationship issues, that's rehab.
And that's kind of a lot of the reason, yeah. So maybe my judgment is clouded by the fact that I know all that. But I'm so looking forward to what is new. But I also really do like the idea of it being Batman and Batman's world. I just think, personally, I prefer that.
I'm Batman. You go now.
I'm Batman. It's getting late, and I've got to go to work.
Batman.
Ezra Miller is still fighting the good fight, and while it looked like we were like, when he came in there with, Garrett Morrison, Grant Morrison.
I like Garrett as a nickname,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I get confused
good
with,
old
like,
Garrett.
Yeah, there's a lot of these authors I get confused with. The boys guy, Garth Ennis, Grant Morrison. I always mix them up.
A lot of G's.
Straight
up G's.
Straight up G's. The Flash movie no longer has John Francis Daly and the other dude from Game Night. It looks to be moving forward. Now it looks like even though the Grant Morrison script that Ezra Miller came up with was kind of rejected, it looks like that tone was more embraced, as we've discussed that Andy Muschietti of It and It 2, blockbuster for Warner Brothers right now.
With Christina Hodson.
Yes, with Christina Hodson. So that was the kind of magic thing. So it's like unlikely that an actor could grab this thing by the cojones, if you will, and like you know, I really want to hear this story. When all is said and done, wow, The Flash has been through so much. But I got to think, this is the most likely I think it is to have ever happening, because I think, like, Muschietti right now is a powerhouse for these guys. He's going to make, like a, you know, well over $1 billion between these two It movies for the franchise. So Warner Brothers is super plussed on him. And I think, even though I was like, a couple of weeks ago, you're never going to see Ezra Miller again. I think you're going to see Ezra Miller as The Flash.
And this kind of feels like the Shazam situation, where remember when Shazam was announced and we were all like, this is a movie that swerve. And then, lo and behold, Shazam came out. Flash, they have brought us through the ringer. Honestly, we've gone through three different solid creative teams. Ezra has been attached the whole time, but through our eyes he was probably not going to be attached, as there was contract stuff, and then he was writing the script, and then all of that. I was with you, Adam. I thought that there was no shot we saw either Ezra Miller or Ray Fisher come back again.
We have like 8 negative comments about this in a row in the chat roll. Either not into it or don't think it's going to happen.
The Flash?
Yes.
All right, looking at some of these from David DeTora. I'm meh over Ezra as The Flash, too. You guys know that's how I feel, just to be honest. I'm really into Ezra Miller. I think he's very talented. I don't love his Barry Allen. Ivan says, Ivan, you're getting a lot of love today. Put The Flash in the Speed Force, LOL, never to be seen again. Just admit it.
That is cold.
Jeremy Miller says, keep The Flash on TV, then do a movie, but not with Grant. Do you mean not with Grant Gustin, or do you mean not with Grant Morrison? Thunder God says, just reboot.
Gustin, I think.
Just reboot The Flash already. Scott says, Ezra can kiss that role goodbye.
Matthew Leach is saying he thinks it'll happen.
The Stegman says, how does Warner Brothers want to keep Ezra but not Cavill? I don't think that that's going on. Keep in mind that Ezra is still in the Warner Brothers family. Henry Cavill. He's still loved by them. I don't think it's that they don't want to keep him.
I agree.
Fan, like, Ezra needs to go.
Yeah, I still maintain that the big thing with Cavill is there's legal stuff.
Yeah.
Legal stuff bound to Zack Snyder, basically. I think that's the big deal with the Superman story. And I don't think it's as, you know, even though he did cast Ezra Miller, I'm assuming maybe it's just not the same, not signed binding contract.
Agree or disagree, Adam? No explanation. Agree or disagree? Scott Henry says, without a valid Superman, DC will forever suck.
I disagree.
Okay. I disagree as well.
Yeah.
We disagree, sir.
Yeah. I think that's too general a statement. You know, because as soon as you have a great movie, it doesn't completely suck. I don't think, you know. You know, if you're looking to judge it as a cohesive world compared to Marvel, then yeah, it might suck a little bit in that regard. But I think as the movies start to come out and they're great, then it doesn't suck.
Okay, let's move on.
What else do we want to talk about? We had some concept art from Justice League. Ryan, do you know what we're looking at here?
Yeah, so this is a Cyborg image. I guess this was an early design for something that was going to go on with Cyborg. Maybe him, like, losing, just getting everything peeled off of him. It looks like he doesn't have a bottom half of his body there. Like, he doesn't have legs. There's some intestines hanging out there.
Damn.
Pretty interesting stuff. Looked a little more dark than what we got in the film.
I feel like what's happening here is everybody's taking a page. They're watching what Zack Snyder's doing and feeling like it's good and appropriate and how to keep them alive by continuing to post this stuff over and over and over. Handover.
But look at that Christ imagery he leans into it hard. He is definitely heavy-handed, man. I mean, like, he does not make you wonder about the symbolism.
What symbolism?
DC without Superman is like Marvel without a Spider-Man. Well, yeah, that's a good point, but Marvel Studios was doing pretty good without a Spider-Man. I agree. And that, I don't know if you were agreeing with the point that it cannot suck without it, but I think you just kind of proved that point. James Wan sort of mentions Aquaman 2. He talks about a new horror movie that he's working on, and that is going to be his next project. And as he was responding, he sort of said, no, it's not Aquaman 2, not yet.
Not surprised by this, though, because remember, there's 4 years before Aquaman 2, between Aquaman 1 and Aquaman 2. So what do we think, James Wan was just not going to work on something?
Yeah, this is completely expected. Nothing's
weird about this, nothing strange. He should be doing another project.
It wasn't Jason Momoa that they were waiting 4 years for. I think the initial talks were like Juan was probably coming down of like over a year working on a film. And
with a ton of new technology, a very intense.
And I think he probably just said, like, listen, I'm not going to jump into it right away. I'm sure if he wanted to jump right into it, he would have gone right into production on Aquaman 2. And this is what he wants to do. And I think this is awesome of Warner Brothers to let this guy take another crack, because I expect the second one will be even better.
Yeah, so just for more information on this, he's co-writing the film with Ingrid Bisou. Sorry if it's Bisou, I never know how to say that. Juan will also serve as director and co-producer alongside Michael Clear. That's because they have their Atomic Monster banner together. And Variety says that the plan is for the horror project to shoot this fall in Los Angeles, which, by the way, fall is right around the corner.
Oh my god, that is true.
We are very, very close.
We are an Augie dog right now. We are already an Augie dog.
Is that something you guys are serving at Doghouse?
The Augie dog, yes.
Augie dog.
No, but since you mentioned Doghouse, I definitely will recommend that you come try these Korean chicken wings at any Doghouse that Chef Chris Oh came up with, and we're doing it as a promotion for No Kid Hungry. Korean fried chicken wings with his K-pop honey glaze and furikake and green onions and like spicy mayo, because I didn't go to Doghouse before. I don't love you. That is
true. I knew that's what.
Definitely try those. $1 from each purchase goes to No Kid Hungry.
That's amazing.
I think that's
good.
Do you
see how I just managed to make that about me when you're doing something for charity?
No, how
did I do that? I just wanted the food. I'm so hungry.
You just wanted the food. Well, listen, if I got them for you, it would be $1 for you. I think it's time to move to your favorite time of the day.
It's time. You don't want me to just keep doing that? Adam's cooking so divine. Very true.
Thank you.
TV time.
Well, now we're on the other side. That was the movie news, and now we're in this smaller container. You can see we're in a widescreen format now.
Smaller, but equally as good container.
Coming
Thank
to you,
you very
in
much.
4K.
We are losing a couple of our shows, and we are losing them for good. At least iZombie.
Which is a favorite of yours.
Yes, but I will tell you that I stopped doing coverage for this show, so I was doing coverage until about 7 episodes ago, and then I didn't have to do coverage on the show anymore, and I have not watched it. I love the show and I will watch all of them, but I was like, I want to give myself I'm going to bang them out in like a day or two. So I haven't seen the finale yet. I saw fans seem to be very happy with it. So no spoilers, but I'm curious if you watched it in the chat. Did you feel like it did the series justice? I think when you know you're coming to a final season, you have the opportunity to make a better finale as opposed to when you just have to end and you didn't know that you had to end.
Yes.
So they had the opportunity to really knock it out of the park here, and I'm excited to watch it. Also, your Swampy Swamp, man.
Yes, so the finale of Swamp Thing is airing right now on DC Universe. It was a good finale. It was very bittersweet. There are storylines that you wonder, that I just wonder, did they ever intend to do this, or is this the reshoots? And I'll never know. And it's unfortunate that we know so much dirty laundry, so it makes you question a lot of things. They did stick the landing, and there is an incredible, incredible post-credit scene on the level of, like, the post-credit scene in Justice League, where you get that, like, ooh, I'm never going to get any payoff of that, but it's still kind of awesome kind of way.
Unless you do.
Right.
HBO Max.
Meganello's still out there. Who knows? Things could happen. I still want to know what happened with Swamp Thing. I did all the, or not all, but I did a bunch of the on AfterBuzz.
Sister Network.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV after show for Swamp Thing. Adam, you would air.
Yes. So that episode is airing tonight, so you can listen to us talk a lot more about that episode.
Okay. We also have more TV news. Supergirl Season 5 adds Van Helsing, Jennifer Cheon Garcia as Midnight. I did not watch Van Helsing, so I'm not super familiar with this actress. But I did see some people online getting pretty excited about this as well. Midnight is a murderous villain released from an otherworldly prison to enact revenge against the person who put her there. Bum, 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 in a world. So that's exciting.
It's also great to see people had great reactions to the Swamp Thing finale.
Anti-zombie.
It was, like, sad.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's awesome. You know, listen, did you sip Alec and Abby on Swamp Thing?
Ship.
I don't know. He said sip.
Yeah, but he means ship.
He might mean, like, a green smoothie
no,
and
I
sip.
No, I think he means ship.
I sure did. My plan is to start watching all the CW shows at the beginning of the new seasons and not catch up on anything that I missed from, like, the last season. So please let me know if you think there's anything I need to watch. But I'm way behind on Arrow. I'm going to watch that because it's ending. I'm going to watch Supergirl because she's getting pants. We got Crisis coming up. I just want
a
clean slate. So let me know if you think there's anything I really, really need to see.
Okay, and that is it for TV time. But I do want to say, on top of us going to the premiere of Kitchen on Monday, we also are really excited because next Friday we have an amazing guest who is joining us.
Oh,
it's
yes!
Justin Copeland, the director of Hush.
Hush.
So if you haven't
Hush,
seen Hush yet.
Batman directors into this house and Hush.
Hush. Hush.
Got him on the DC Movie News Show. Hush. Hush.
But maybe that's when we should be quiet because Hush.
Oh, I totally missed the freaking point of that.
Yeah, you did.
It was Hush, and I got all loud
anyway,
and dancing.
Anyway, if you haven't watched Hush yet, you should do so before next week so we can have all of your questions because, of course, we are going to be live Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can join the conversation live with him if you have questions about Hush, questions, comments, all of that great stuff. And also, we'll be trying to talk the kitchen as well.
Oh, definitely
so,
will.
Tons of amazing things for next week. Make sure you tune in.
Cool. Can I show you this real
fast?
Yeah,
what's going on?
So, guys, really cool. Worlds Collide. This week, as of today, yours truly is appearing on DC Universe.
No way!
They called me to get this, freaking Worlds Collide, to do a Swamp Thing-inspired cooking segment on The Daily Show. How cool is that? I gotta
Adam,
tell
that's
you.
Awesome.
That's so awesome.
Just so you guys know, he did not tell me this before.
I didn't tell Roxy this. They just called me out of the blue because people knew that I was into DC because I've been doing this show for 4 years talking about this stuff. I do a lot of other stuff on Food Network and a whole other part of the world, and these worlds are really separate. So the fact that they called me and knew that I loved Swamp Thing and DC is all because of the stuff that I've done here at AfterBuzz and Popcorn.
Did you just tell Kevin that? You were just talking to him outside.
I just told him that.
That's amazing.
Outside, and they gave me some cool stuff. They gave me some action figures, which I can't wait to give to my
they
nephews.
They sent this to you?
And, no, they gave it to me there.
Oh,
it was like swag.
Went and already did it.
Oh, I went. I shot it already.
When
it's
is
airing
it air?
Now. It's airing now. And guess what, guys? It's not behind a paywall, so we're going to tweet out the link. The Daily Show is not behind the paywall, so even
Let's
if you're not...
Let's put it in the description of this
yes,
video
Yes, we will
as well.
Put it out there. And they gave me this amazing Detective Comics 1000. Look at this. Here's the book, which I don't have yet. And then some celebrating 1,000 Detective Comics... Champagne flutes, and then some detective sparkling cider. So, thank you, DC Universe.
That's amazing.
That
Adam.
Was really cool.
I'm really
and
happy
and
for
I
you.
Have all you guys to thank for that. It's just really, really cool.
Everybody
and I got
in the
to
chat.
Make some toidel soup for Avery Sunderland.
Everyone in the chat is freaking out for you right now. They're all so excited. Thank
you,
guys. For.
Oh! Scott Harris, Pennyworth is great. I swear I'm going to catch up on Pennyworth this week, too. We will watch it and talk about Pennyworth next week,
for sure. For sure, for sure. And don't forget, if you're in the Los Angeles area, come check out Madness in the Method on Saturday, which is tomorrow. We are going to be doing a screening at the Universal City Walk. Get your tickets on AMC's website. That's 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Well, you're in L.A., so you know it's Pacific. Oh, and also I learned it's not Standard Time anymore. We're Pacific something else time. What is it? Pacific Daylight Time.
Oh, it's not Pacific State.
No, whatever.
Oh, boy.
It is.
You really put me on the spot with that one.
Yeah, I really did. And if you are not in this area, don't forget, you can buy it now. And leave in the comments on iTunes or wherever you purchase your movies that you love Roxy Stryer. That will help me a lot.
Excellent. And you can find me everywhere at Adam Gertler, Twitter, Instagram. There's two new infomercials for Ninja that started airing just yesterday. One for the Ninja Foodie Grill, new Ninja Foodie Pressure Cooker. Check out this DC Universe stuff. I love you all. We'll see you next time on DC Movie News.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.